Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Okay, let's talk economies of, well, let's interrogate a little bit the economies of crime and all the ways that people commit crime so that you and I are not going to be victims, right? If we're aware of it, we can avoid it. You know, when we get an email saying that we have won 2.8 million euros from a relative that we never knew and all we have to do is, you know, send our banking details and our mother's maiden name, our first pet's name, all of that stuff, you know, then no. We don't, if we're aware of it, we can avoid it. So joining us right now is Brian Chernotsky. He's a principal at Turner Davis Properties. Good afternoon, Brian. How are you?
Good, and you, Kathy?
All right, thank you. Brian, what are the pitfalls? What are the things that we need to look out for in terms of, you know, property crime when we are either buying or selling a property?
Okay, well, there's two real issues that one needs to be very, very careful of. Firstly, regarding rentals of properties.
Yeah.
A lot of times there's false EFTs, false payments, and people let their new tenants into the property before the money is cleared into their bank account. So it's very important as an owner that you make sure that the money is in your account before you let anybody in.
Is it a problem once they're in to get them out?
It is a problem if they are bad tenants, but as we discussed previously, with a good credit rating, good credit records, land advice from their previous landlords, etc., or business, you know, verifications that they have got the job that they say they've got, and all the agent does their homework correctly, there should be no issues regarding that.
But okay,
that's another matter altogether. If they're going in, paying the deposit, and then they're not going to pay you, well, that's they'll have to have a good credit record, and you'd have to be the first one, because if they've done it before, they would be caught out.
Okay.
Also, regarding rentals, there's a lot of people that let's call it the dark web of these scam artists. They come in and they give you their details and their credit record is fine. And at the end, just before you're about to sign it up, they say, oh, can I put it in my husband's name? So a lot of people fall for it, take the husband's name who's got a terrible credit record and they don't do the double checking. And then they also get in. So that's another problem. The other side that there's a problem is if you, the tenant, moving in, you need to verify the bank account details, because a lot of scam artists tell you that they, like the one time my daughter phoned me and said, I've got a holiday home in Camps Bay, which was at 10, 20 grand a month, which is for nothing in the middle of December. So I, fortunately, being in property, I did do a checkup, found the owner, told him and asked him if this was correct, and they knew nothing about it.
Wow.
So I could have lost 20,000 paying it to some arbitrary guy and arrived at the front door and they said, what are you doing here?
Okay, but how did you, so what do I do as the layman in a situation like that?
Well, you'd need to verify owner's details.
So how would I do that?
They would have to prove there's a program called Lightstone or SAPTG, or an attorney can do a deed search and you can get the owner's details on there.
Okay.
And that must marry up with. The same thing goes for the buying side. You know, we've got a rule at our company that we very, very seldom give occupation before transfer, simply because if they don't have the money or they don't pay, once you get them in, it's difficult to get them out.
Yeah. Got it. So you got to look out for fake sellers and you got to look out for fake landlords. That's
as
very
well
important.
As, yeah, like, you know, these days when you send banking details, don't just send them on a WhatsApp. Get one of those bank letters with a stamp on officially giving them your account number.
Yeah. Well, you can just go into your bank account and you can actually download that letter and it will come up.
100%.
It's valid for 3 months, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Fake property adverts. Let's talk about those, Brian.
Fake property adverts are, look, there's on the private property and the Property 24 portal, there's quite a lot of responsibility from the agent. They have to give their fidelity fund certificate, which is their license to trade. It's the new Property Practitioners Act, which you have to have a certificate in order to sell property.
Yeah.
Just a heads up, and I'm a hope this does affect the people who are really cheating the system. If you as a seller sell your property and during the process you discover that your agent hasn't got a correct valid certificate, you don't have to pay commission.
Wow, okay.
So it is a very regulated institution, and you do have to have these annual certificates updated every single year.
Brian, what about letting strangers onto your property for viewing?
Okay, so again, this is a risk. Thank God at our business over the years we haven't had any incidents. But there are scam artists that come into the show houses or view by appointment. They make an appointment, give you all the right music to your ears. Oh, I'm looking in that area. This is what I want. I've been looking at this house for a while. And then they arrive and they split you up. So the husband and the wife will come together, and the wife with a big bag around her arm will run around stealing laptops, iPads, iPhones, all small things that can fit jewelry, while the husband sucks the agent in and takes them around.
Wow.
So we are very strict when we say to couples they must walk with us, all of them, no stragglers and no people going in different directions. And more often than not, we'll have two of us attending to these type of appointments.
Right, right. Before I let you go, can we just get an update on Reed Terrace, please? How's it going?
Yeah.
How many units have you sold? How many do you still need to sell? And tell me about this May Madness. Unbelievable.
Sorry, I never heard that last part.
May Madness, with this 20,000 rands worth of appliances for the first five people to buy a unit between now and Sunday.
Yeah, it's crazy. We're having another big show there on Sunday, a big viewing, like a launch again. Lots of people are coming already. And the 20,000 rands worth of appliances is actually already discounted. So you're probably getting at least 30,000. I mean, you're getting a double fridge, a dishwasher, and a washer-dryer combo. I mean, you go buy a fridge today.
Oh, Brian?
Sorry.
Okay, you were saying, I mean, you were just getting to the fridge. I mean, so you get a fridge, a dishwasher,
and a washer-dryer combo.
Amazing.
For 20, I mean, these days the new fridges are 20,000 on its own.
Incredible. New appliances.
So come quickly, guys. The units are selling quickly. We're closing in on 30. We're about 10 deals away from breaking ground. And
jeez, that's unbelievable.
Reed is defying logic. I mean, the market, as tough as people say it is, this one is going very nicely.
You know why, Brian? Because I think that people are looking at properties. They're seeing what they're getting for, you know, a lot more than what Reed Terrace units are selling for.
No, exactly.
It is such value. It is such good value.
The square meter is amazing. And yeah. You've seen the finishes.
No, seen it, go and check it out. If you haven't been to Reed Terrace show unit, go this Sunday, do yourself a favor. Because once you see that, I'm telling you that they are going to set the bar. And anything less is going to have to come down. Those prices are going to have to come down. Not at Reed Terrace, but what other people are asking for. That's how the market works.
No one can compete.
Yeah, nobody can compete with them, absolutely. Brian Chernotsky, thank you so much, and have a wonderful evening. Look forward to speaking
and
to you again.
Just one last thing before I go.
Yes.
Just tell those Highland boys, guys, that we definitely, Greenside had the power over them.
Okay, Gary, Greenside had the power over Highlands.
I think we could have an off-air chat about that. Yes, absolutely.
Have a good evening, guys.
Brian, you know what I say. Chaz a waka.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.